AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
This is a special report from ABC News. Texas wildfires. I'm Daria Aldinger. A massive wildfire is burning its way toward a city in the Texas panhandle with no way for residents to get out. ABC's Maria Villarreal in Fort Worth.
We can't hold
it. Get out of there.
The entire city of Canadian, northeast of Amarillo, surrounded by flames. Authorities tonight saying there are no exits out, asking everyone to shelter in place.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared 60 counties disaster areas, all of them in the path of four fires. Misty West and her family turned on the outdoor sprinklers and hoped for the best as they fled their home in Pampa.
We had a couple of goats that we had to leave there, and my husband let them out, and he let them out of their pen because they're pretty smart, and we just hope they're okay. We just didn't have anywhere to put them, and so we just took the dogs.
This is ABC News. A Texas doctor who gained notoriety will be headed to Washington soon.
As an OBGYN, Dr. Austin Denard has been guiding her patients through Texas law, which allows for an abortion only under tight restrictions. When her own fetus was diagnosed with a fatal abnormality, she could not terminate the pregnancy because
my life wasn't immediately in danger.
She traveled to the East Coast for the procedure, later became pregnant again, and gave birth to a healthy boy.
And I can't imagine my life without him.
The Biden administration hopes to use her case to influence opinions about abortion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The United Auto Workers say a majority of employees at a Mercedes plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have signed cards in support of joining the union. The company says it believes in open and direct communication with employees. Winter storm watches are in effect for California, Oregon, and Washington, where up to 12 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Playing what we want.
waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now, and I can put you back down too. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe.
This is how Jack FM shakes our moneymaker.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagiho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he will veto a bill that looks to address PFAS forever chemicals. While the bill would help communities clean up PFAS contamination, Evers said it would also limit state officials' ability to hold polluters responsible. He's instead calling on the state's Joint Finance Committee to release the $125 million set aside in the state budget to communities impacted by PFAS to test and treat their water. Republican leaders in the legislature are looking to continue their fight to oust Wisconsin's chief elections administrator. They filed an appeal to a ruling in January from a Dane County judge saying that they have no authority to remove Megan Wolf from her job. They say that the State Elections Commission has a duty to appoint a new administrator after Wolf's term expired in June. I'm Nate Wagiho, Civic Media News.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with some snow showers tonight, a low near 5 above, but windy. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, early clouds and maybe a lingering flurry, then some sunshine for the afternoon, but colder, high in the upper teens. Warmer Thursday, near 40. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM was assembled in music therapy class.
my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends, and we will keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions, who can lose? We are the champions, of the world.
Killing me softly.
Jack FM regrets the fact that we don't regret anything. Jack FM.
Jack, I know you stole my wallet out of my pants when you snuck out of the house this morning.
FM needs some cash so we can keep up with the Joneses.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Be the Life of the Party.
Okay, first turn the music off. Then ask for everyone's attention. Now, tell them that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Boom! Now everyone knows you're not just a pretty face. You have some brains inside that face that know how to save hundreds on home insurance. Woo!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s, now more than 20 employees. Employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with some snow showers tonight, a low near 5 above, but windy, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, early clouds and maybe a lingering flurry, then some sunshine for the afternoon, but colder, high in the upper teens. Warmer Thursday, near 40. We're at 18 right now.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Taking you to touch and go. Hide away.
Jag FM is playing what we want because that juggling thing didn't work out. Jack.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I love you. Thanks, bye.